You know, as usual, we try to talk about the silly stuff, too. Like Kelly trying to speak Spanish at the Spanish Honor Society induction.
Well, I was trying to fit in.
Oh, God. This is awkward.
Well, I don't find it awkward. I find it
That's
me supporting my stepdaughter.
This is like when an old white guy goes to like a restaurant and starts speaking Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Could be. I can see the parallel.
So wait a minute. So this was, well, congrats, Riley.
Riley's so smart.
So what is the Spanish? Because I know the Honor Society is based on your grades, right? And then and service, I think.
Yes.
Right?
So for the Spanish, so there was the French Honor Society, the Latin, and the Spanish. And so for that, you have to have, I think, completed at least 3 years and reached a certain GPA. Essentially, you have to be a smarty petardy, and you have to be able to speak the language very well. And so she was inducted into the Spanish Honor Society last night. Which not only is awesome, but looks great for her college, applications,
sure.
which she's in the midst of doing right now.
Well, I didn't realize she was that into Spanish. That's awesome.
I didn't either until really this year. I think last year she started talking about it more so, but this year she for sure has talked about
it.
She loves her teachers. She loves the class. She's really involved in it. I think it's awesome. I'm super impressed by anyone who can speak another language.
But so tell me about this induction ceremony. There you are. Speaking, you don't speak Spanish.
No, I don't.
I can see.
So while we walk in,
Kelly,
it's our modern family. It's me, Wyatt, Jay, and Christy, and we all go to support. And we walk in. Everyone's there. It's very quiet. If you've ever seen the National Honor Society, very quiet.
Yes.
A lot of candles.
You're
proper. You're dressed. Everyone's dressed up, And so you're greeted at the door by the president of, his name is Matthew, of the Spanish Honor Society.
How old is he?
I think 17. Riley's good friend.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
I'm like, hola, Mateo.
Oh, God.
So then when they give you the pamphlet and I say, gracias, mija. And Riley's like, stop. And Christy couldn't be more opposite of me. She's just like Riley, quiet and normal.
Oh, God. Even at a white, I imagine, Wyndham, the Honor Society thing.
Oh.
It's Maine.
Yeah, it's
okay?
Maine.
A lot of white people. Uh-huh. Even among the white people, you still stood out as the gringo.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. But they did appreciate it. Instantly, they were like, we see what you're doing here, speaking Spanish. And I was like, see. And I was like, hola, Riri.
Wait, what was any of the ceremony for the Spanish Honor Society in Spanish?
Yes. So her teachers only speak Spanish to the students.
Yeah.
And they did that. And they would have same thing with the French and Latin. And they would speak a little bit in that language. And then the kids would speak.
Right.
It's so impressive to see these kids because I'm sitting there like, what? So then we're right in the front row.
God, I could see you being like, can we get one of those earpieces like at the UN? Having a little trouble picking up what you're putting down over here.
I kept saying, which I didn't mean to, like, no habla inglés. And then no habla español. And so they thought, they were again. So I was like, where is my cito? And Riley's like, stop. So she sits us right in front with all of her classmates. So we're the only adults with like all the kids that are going to be going up on the stage.
And does Riley have like the biggest support section too?
Well, maybe not the biggest, but for sure the loudest. You have to read the room. So French and Latin went first. And
read the room?
Well, I didn't know if it was going to be congratulations, John and Amber, and blah, blah. But there was this one family that was like, woo, woo. And then I looked down at Riley and we all have masks on. And she looks at me and she just shakes her head. She's like, no. And I give her the eyes like, when you go up there, it's on, we win.
So they say her name.
I don't even let them get out because they have to say their favorite Mexican restaurant. Half the kids' favorite Mexican restaurant is Chipotle, by the way.
Oh my
which
God.
Which got me. And then I'm like,
oh
cracking
my God.
Up.
Okay.
It's like a comedy show at this point.
Like,
I'm like, I can't. And then their favorite, Spanish word. And, one kid's was like baños. And I'm like, and then pollo and all this stuff. So I'm like, chicken. And I'm like, bathroom. I'm trying to figure out what they're saying. And then Riley Riley Parker and her fan. I'm like, whoa!
She's got like a mariachi band.
Go,
Riri!
Like,
yeah. Hey, olé!
Mi niño!
They're like whipping margaritas out of their pockets.
Hey, hey. Yeah.
Oh, God.
So she said their Spanish teacher, you know, literally this couldn't, it was the quietest auditorium ever. And we're like, wah! You know, oh, Wyatt's in on it, Jay's in on it. Poor Christy is, I'm so sorry. She's just apologizing the whole time.
Right.
And then I guess her Riley's Spanish teacher was like, well, looks like you're the most popular. And I guess Riley looked at her and was like, I don't want to talk about this anymore. Poor Riri. But she did so good. We're so proud of her. But, you know.
Oh, my God.
She can't bring us anywhere. We're a big support system.
Yeah, you're not subtle.
No. No, but look, how great is that?
Not subtle.
Congratulato.
Mucho laudo.
mucho.
Yeah.
Laudo.
Yeah.
I was trying to think.
Más energía.
Oh, más energía.
Yeah, more energy.
You whipped out that Mexican thing again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good job, kids, y'all, smarties.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, congratulations, Riley. Seriously, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.